Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
We have just received a call from someone who wishes to remain anonymous who says she knows who the guy is on the "This Man Consumes Over 20 Gallons of Liquid Cheese in a Year" billboard in Covington that's getting nationwide attention. You know this man?
Yes.
How?
Yes. I work with him.
Does he really eat that much cheese?
You know what? I don't know. He's very quiet, very conservative, doesn't say much. So it was kind of surprising when I saw that.
Do you have any idea why his friend put this billboard up?
It's a joke that they have going on, and it's a long time payback from what I understand.
Wow. Oh, it's payback for something that this guy did to his friend Jonathan.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And they work together. So, yeah, they all work together.
So you know the other guy. Do you have any idea what the prank was that led to this one?
No, nobody's saying, but it's the talk of work.
Because, I'm sure. Are you able to reveal his name?
I can. His name is Jake.
All right. Hey,
now we know. And right. Can you tell where he works?
Yes, it's my Florence, Kentucky. It's a veteran. We make veterinarian equipment.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, well, I love that.
Now we've got his name and where he works. We are getting a little further here, just discovering this guy. So Stack can eat mac and cheese with him.
Yes.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I figured maybe he was trying to get some Reds tickets, but no, they said it was a long time prank. So.
All righty. Well, I tell you what, for somebody that wanted to remain anonymous, you sure kind of blew the lid off this for everybody but your name. I love that.
You didn't just spill the beans, cheese included.
Well, right, that's true.
All right, thank you for letting us know this morning. A little bit of the mystery solved.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
I love it even more now that it's the answer to a prank. It's like an ongoing thing. I think that's awesome.
We need to know more of these details. We got a lot there, but still.
Yeah, well, I think we can get them. We'll get it in the coming days, I'm sure. It's 8:16.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Actually, it is Thursday. That's round of the Queen of Hearts, and you're still trying to keep this anonymous just to keep your odds better on winning it.
Exactly.
So we don't know where this bar is, but you were there last night.
I sure was. It's been going on for several weeks now. If you're familiar with Queen of Hearts, you go buy some tickets, and if your ticket gets pulled, you put a number on it. If that's in the deck, they're trying to find the queen, and you can win lots of money if you do so.
Okay, how much is the jackpot last night that you were playing for?
$139,000.
Yikes.
Oh, that's pretty big.
So was it packed, I'm assuming?
It was packed. You know, they've got the setup now spilling into the street, which is closed down.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of taken over. Then they do like little giveaways. Once that is the big drawing, you know, is through, they'll do like a $50 and then a $100 and then a $500 winner.
And a couple of weeks ago, you won $50, right?
I did.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so no big winner last night. So the jackpot, all the money that poured in there last night will be
rolled over into next week.
And these things get huge. And I can't believe they were never on my radar until you mentioned going to one. I'd never heard of one.
Oh,
but,
my gosh.
But like I said, I grew up in Tennessee and, you know, gambling was the devil's work down there. You did not. We didn't gamble at all.
Welcome to the tri-state.
I went to a Catholic church, man. Gambling was a part of our gospel.
All right. So anything else happened there last night? Well,
there's a couple things that happened there last night. This guy asked me to watch his dog while he walked in, I guess, you know, use the restroom or get a beer or whatever. Uh-huh. So I'm just holding this dog's leash and people were coming up and petting the dog. And the dog peed on some guy's leg.
What?
Not once. Twice.
The same guy?
No, but the same dog.
The same dog, but two different guys.
Two different people.
So it just like, it just like a quick, not like a fool.
Yeah. I'm going to, you know, let everything out here, but just like a quick.
He's marking his territory.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. This is not my dog.
Yeah, right.
And they're just staring at me and I'm like, my bad. Did it get on your jeans?
Oh my gosh, I'd be so mad.
Would you?
I mean, well, yeah, if you get peed on.
Well, luckily, they just laughed it off. I mean,
they were drunk.
I don't know, but I was just like, this is not my dog. I am really sorry.
How long did you watch this dog?
It was quick.
So it probably does it all the time. No wonder.
I don't know. It was embarrassing a little bit, but I'm like, my bad. And luckily, they were pretty cool about it, and it didn't pee on me. What in the world? Last time I watched somebody's dog.
Yeah, really? Thanks a lot, brother.
Yeah, but then I'm standing there, you know, talking to everybody because they're coming up to pet the damn dog I've got. No, there was this bar owner at one point, and he was talking about how his bar got up to, I think he said $627,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was called Sunset near the area.
Yeah.
It's no longer a bar, but he's, and I'm like, who won it? What'd they do with their money? And he said an old man won it, like in his 70s. He said that he remembers putting that $627,000 into this man's van and just watching him drive down the road with it. Now, this wasn't like hundreds, okay? It's fives, tens.
Sure.
Tons of boxes. And then the old man had three kids that he apparently split the money up in between and paid off some medical bills.
Oh, that's wonderful. Nice.
And he's like, at least that's what he told me he was going to do. So
yeah,
hopefully that's where the money went. But I'm telling you, I wouldn't even know what to do if I won even $139,000.
Oh, insane.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine though going to the bank and going, I got a deposit. Oh, yeah. Here you go. Bring it in, fellas.
Right?
Boxes of
it's all in the van out there.
All wrinkly and everything else.
I don't know. Driving away with all that money. Oh, I'd be nervous.
I can't believe they didn't give him a police escort.
Well, it's a small town. I don't know. I guess they could have.
Yeah, that man had to have some form of protection in his van with him. I won $5,000 at the casino in Indiana one time, and they gave me an armed guard walk me to my car.
Because you were getting escorted out. Okay? Yeah. They were throwing you out of the place.
They said sometimes people watch these people.
The ones that win a big jackpot,
and they will follow you to your car.
Yeah, you just never know when you're going to win. So I highly recommend playing. Don't know about watching somebody's dog.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Show 642 and a happy Thursday to you. So last week, the news broke here in Cincinnati that got a lot of people up in arms, and it had to do with Cincinnati chili. So it comes out that Skyline is going to be switching from Pepsi products to Coke products.
Oh, yeah. So, Mellow Yellow.
And the new power couple is how they were kind of framing it.
And then the same day it comes out that Gold Star is doing the same thing.
The world.
So my question is, I don't understand why there's these contracts. Why can't you just have everywhere? Like you go to a stadium, oh, we're a Coke stadium. Oh, we're a Pepsi stadium. Why can't you just have a choice at all of them? What's the difference?
Well, they're competing businesses.
I don't know. That's beside the point. But everybody got really worked up over the fact that you weren't able to get Mountain Dew or Diet Mountain Dew anymore with your Cincinnati chili.
Yeah, they say it goes together like peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain Dew with that flavor, to me, it just tastes like home.
And that's what to do. I usually get a Diet Dew when I go to Skyline, but sometimes I also get Diet Dr. Pepper, which is also, that's going to still be available because Dr. Pepper kind of floats in the middle between Pepsi and Coke, and they're their own thing, so they can go with either. That's how they can be at both places.
I guess I'm just a weirdo. I drink the hot sauce.
That's what's going on. Everybody's all worked up about it, and now you have this this video being posted by Brian Baumgartner, and you might not know who he is. He's the guy that played Kevin on The Office.
And he's very famous for his family chili recipe. He actually was in an ad during the Super Bowl about chili and stuff.
Exactly. And that famous office scene where he's bringing his chili in at the first and spills it all over the carpet.
Mess.
Yeah, he's trying to get it. So he knows a thing or two about chili. So yesterday he posts this about our Cincinnati chili controversy here.
I know a thing or two about chili, so I have been closely following the breaking Cincinnati-style chili news over the last day or so, and I am here to tell you there is no cause for concern. There is no chili gate. The truth is, Mountain Dew, it isn't going anywhere. Well, not really. Mountain Dew still goes great with any Cincinnati-style chili, no matter where you get it from. So stay tuned. Later this week, there's going to be an opportunity for you to get some Mountain Dew on us with the purchase of any chili anywhere in Cincinnati. Follow Mountain Dew on social media for all of the latest information.
All right. Okay, so obviously, he's teamed up with Mountain Dew, PepsiCo for something.
Really smart.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. I'm interested to see. But, Stat, that's all we have
that's
on that.
That's all we know so far.
All righty.
I think it's awesome. I can't wait to see.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we have Kim. She is a mother of four from Union, Kentucky. She is the H&R payroll lady there at A&A Safety in Amelia, Ohio. You got a lot going on there, don't you, Kim?
I have seven grandchildren, too.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's awesome.
Literally, how did you have time to call us this morning? That's what I wanted to know.
I'm on my way to work.
Give us that dad joke, girl.
Okay, for basketball, this was told to me by my granddaughter 10 years ago. Why are the fish not very good at basketball?
I don't know. Why are the fish not very good at basketball?
They're afraid of the net.
Ah, the slam
dunk. We finally have one that replaces Cinderella running away from the ball. I love it. Thank you so much, Kim. God bless you and have a great day.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's the Big Dave Show and a happy Thursday to you. And I got to tell you, Ashley, you talk about that if you still have on your hand, can you still see any of it?
No.
Because I think it was bringing you the luck of the Irish this week because of your first week on a eating out budget where we said you could only spend $52. I just want to chronicle what happened since you got the Shamrock stamp and started your budget on Monday. You had Sude on Monday bring you a White Castle Crave case, like half of it, that she did not eat with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then I made Crock-Pot Tuesday and you had meatballs that you ate tons of. And then you went to Papa John's for work and ate free pizza. Yesterday we're in here. You come in, Patty Marshall, our operations manager, gave you a huge tub of organic peanut butter.
Yes.
So no money's being spent.
And my nail girl at Mitchell's gave me a packet of bone broth, which I've never seen before.
And then I'm sitting here thinking, okay, so what could happen next? Oh, somebody comes in and says, hey, they just dropped off a bunch of Bob Evans food here.
So. I know, and I was like, I better not put that on the internet because everyone is so upset about me getting free stuff.
Well, you were eating that and you were like, kept saying, I haven't gone to the grocery. I can't eat at home. I don't have anything at home. But that changed yesterday.
It did. After the show, I went to Kroger, and I'll tell you, I was smart about it. I'm like, okay, stay, you know, on the outsides of the store, just trying to get some basically meat, veggies, and fruit.
Okay.
And, okay, I'll tell you, my favorite kind of ring is a shrimp ring. So I was for sure to pick that up. It's a quick, easy snack.
I thought you were going to say onion. I really. I was totally
I'd eat
waiting.
That too.
I was waiting on that.
But with all the stuff I just ate, you know, the Crave case, the pizza, the meatballs, the all that, I'm like, okay, I need to rein this. I need some veggies and some protein in my life.
Okay.
So then I got some chicken breast and I saw that it was on sale with your Kroger Plus card or whatever. Cool. Pick that up. And then I'll tell you, if you have not done the easy for me or the easy for you bags, like back in the seafood, where the, literally you pick your meat, you pick your garnish, you pick your seasoning, they put it all in a bag and it tells you right on the bag how long to put it in the oven for. That is my favorite. And I got salmon and I get it. I'm hillbilly. I get it with the backyard barbecue seasoning on it. It's delicious.
Okay, wait.
Stop looking at me like that.
No, you made that face happen. Salmon and barbecue sauce.
No, seasoning. And then you
still
put. I have some for lunch today.
I'm looking at her going like, you're on a budget and you're eating shrimp and salmon. And this is not macaroni and cheese, ramen noodles, and hot dogs.
No.
I'm on a budget for going out to eat.
Okay.
At the grocery store. And I got a bunch of veggies and a bunch of fruit. And after, you know, putting in my Kroger Plus card or whatever, it's like $90.
Okay.
A decent amount.
For a week? That's really good.
And yeah. What drive-thru did you hit on the way home?
All of them.
Yeah, I do.
No. I cooked the salmon. I have it for lunch. So I'm going to actually have you try it since you gave it the stink eye.
I'm sorry. I don't think. Well, yeah,
it's good.
A piece of salmon, that barbecue sauce or flavoring does not go with that to me.
Dude, get the Grippo's dusting. You could get the Grippo's seasoning. That stuff's good on everything. And it is good. The powder. You're not smearing it with like, you know.
I'll have you try
Montgomery
it. You want to try it right now? I'm ready to eat. I mean.
I, you know when I want to try that?
Never.
You're gonna
say that. I made it to a grocery store, hopefully this weekend.
All right.
If you see me at a restaurant, mind your business.
What is your eating out budget down to now? You had $38.50 going into yesterday.
It's at $38.50.
Yeah. Dang. All right.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? This morning we got Tyler in the courtroom with us. And Tyler, you've got a problem with your girlfriend, Stephanie, and you say this is really the only problem you could possibly have with her. She's perfect otherwise.
She's amazing, but man, she likes watching movies and she likes recommending movies and stuff. So the other day, she recommended a movie called Murder Mystery. I'd never seen it. It's the one with Adam Sandler. You know it?
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston. It's funny. It's good.
It's a Netflix flick, right?
I've even seen it.
Oh, I haven't.
Surprisingly.
So don't ruin it for me now. Go ahead.
So the one thing that she does, and I don't know, it's kind of a dilemma movie. She gets into this place. Every time it's at the crux of something happening, she, before it happens, like hypes it up and amps it up so I know it's coming, and it ruins like the entire movie. Like, she ruins the entire movie. Like, I cannot watch anything with her.
Oh, give us an example of what it's like to sit next to her on the couch.
Well, like, I'll just be sitting there and like something might be happening and she'll be like, oh, watch this. You don't want to miss this. It's a bit, you know, a big part. I'm already watching. I'm not on my phone. I'm watching the movie. And it's just like, now I know that something's happening in the moment before it even happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's like a carnival barker for the movie. This only happens, obviously, when it's something she's seen and you haven't.
Exactly.
After she kind of hypes it up, she lets the scene in the movie like play out and you get to enjoy it. She kind of takes like a back seat, right?
No. She never takes a back seat. It's the Stephanie commentary the entire time.
Right. Because talking through the whole movie and talking just a little bit, that's two different scenarios, but she's just yapping the whole time.
It's like they used to watch about DVD and they had the bonus feature movie with director commentary
with spoilers.
Oh man.
I mean, can you just kind of tell her like, hey, I'm watching it with you. I'm right here. Or
yeah, I guess that's the dilemma. I mean, the next time I guess I say something, right?
Yeah, because you don't want to come off as rude, but is she being rude by doing this every time? Is she talking right now?
Is she back there hyping this call?
Get your ass up here.
Yeah. So you're just wanting to know if you should say something, because obviously, and I think I speak for every man on this planet who's ever had any interaction with a woman, you don't know how that's going to go.
Nope. Oh. So pretty sorely, or maybe not.
Can I tell you what Big Dave would do?
Oh, I'd shush her.
I knew it.
Well, I've told you that story before.
Yes. He was in a movie theater with a girl on a first date, and she was talking to her in the movie, and he shushed her.
That might have been the wrong approach, but I feel for you, man.
She goes again. Now, Tyler, how many dates do you think we had after that date?
After he shushed her.
Oof, not many.
No. If by not many you mean zero, you would be correct. So I think you're going to know where I'm lying on this, but give us your closing argument before we go to the jury.
Well, I love movies, and I need to be able to watch movies with this woman, because if not, I mean, can you guys imagine if we went to the movie theater and that she was doing the commentary in the theater?
I can't imagine that. I just shared that story with you. So, all right, let's go to the jury. Statman, where are you at?
This is so funny. I am living this right now. The season 3 of Bridgerton comes out on April 1st, and my daughter and wife both think I need to catch up on the first and second seasons. And the whole time, they're like, oh, this is my favorite part. Oh, wait, he's going to take off his shirt. Watch this, Dad. Watch, watch. And I'm like, I'm right there with you. I feel your pain, Tyler. I'm like, I'm watching over here. But it also, to me, I like the interaction. I like the fun while the movie's going on. And especially when it's something that I'm not really that into. To me, it adds to the experience. So I'm all right with you and your girlfriend talking throughout the movie. I just think it adds to the experience. You're watching the movie to spend time with her. So do that. Have fun with it. But I do feel your pain, Tyler. I'm on her team.
Juror member number 2, Ashley.
Gosh, I don't know. I only like half pay attention most of the time. Even when like watching a movie, that's what people are like, you've never seen this? I'm like, I half saw it. So maybe I need this to like adjust my focus. Like, hey, put your phone down. This scene's about to be awesome. So I think she's just trying to help you out. If you're kind of like me where you're watching the movie, but also scrolling. So I'm on your girlfriend's team.
First of all, anybody that's in your girlfriend's situation that says they don't do this is a liar. If you're watching something that the person next to you hasn't watched, you're going to nudge them or whatever. Hey, this is important. Come, you know,
this is funny.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're a human. That's what happens. And secondly, I'll just harken back to the date, the first date where I shushed a girl. And how many dates did we have after that, Tyler?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. Right. So keep your yap shut and watch the movie. That's what I say.
All right, guys.
But let's see what our B105 jury thinks at 749B105 and also through the app, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good, man. All right.
Yeah, just wait. Coming up here just a minute, it's going to be the best part. Make sure you're paying attention.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
This morning we heard from Tyler, whose girlfriend won't stop nudging him, prompting him, or anything during a movie that she's seen and he hasn't. Like, oh, you got to watch this. Hey, look, come up. And he's like, should I say something to her or just let it go? I mean, God, it's a tough situation to be in. And Ben, you say you're on Team Tyler. He should say something to the girlfriend. Why?
My wife is the same way. She can watch a show and talk and go in and out of the room while the show's on. I just can't do that. So I've got a little trick. I watch my shows or I catch up on the evenings when I get home and I got a few hours of myself. I sit down and I watch the show or the few shows that I need to catch up on. But I'm definitely Team Tyler.
The worst is when your wife leaves the room to do some random thing and then all of a sudden comes back and quizzes you. Like, oh, what did I miss? I'm like, why did you leave the room?
Exactly.
I feel you.
Funny.
All right. Best of luck with this continuing for you there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Eddie Richardson chimed in through the B105 app. He's Team Tyler. He says, shut up already. It's that easy.
Tim's also weighed in and said, she can't even let him talk on the phone without interrupting. LOL, crank the volume up. More she talks, the louder the volume.
And here's one last one through the B105 app from Jessica. She says, dude, I'm with you. My husband has ADHD and talks over literally everything. I'm like, just let me watch some damn TV. D-A-Y-U-M. I love it.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And happy, we can go ahead and say it, March Madness, because it is getting underway today. The first game in the Sweet 64, Field of 64, I should say, is Michigan State against Mississippi State at 12:15, and that game will be on CBS. And then after that, off to the races. And today, some games of interest and note for us around the tri-state. Yeah, Dayton against Nevada. That's coming up at 4:30 on TBS. Oakland drew the bad hand and has to take on Kentucky tonight at 7:10.
Bring it on
TBS. So this is the time of the year where you got to find out what in the world, where True TV is on your thing, because you never watch it until now. TBS, True TV, TNT, and CBS is where all the games will be for today and tomorrow. So
I'm just going to go to Hulu. Hulu has sports.
I'm just going to go to a sports bar.
Yeah, that's fun. Now, we have the bracket challenge here at work that we do every year. And I just kind of went through and did mine. Stat, you've done yours. Ashley, you have not done one yet.
No, does that surprise you?
No, it hasn't.
Well, when's it due?
Well, 12:15. That's when the first game is. So get on that. Statman, who do you have in your final four? I'm interested to know.
All right, UConn versus North Carolina.
Boom, that's the same one I got in that bracket.
Both number one seeds.
The other two?
And then the other two, Houston and Kansas. And I picked Kansas because I got a neighbor who's a huge Jayhawks fan, and I did it for you. Shout out to you, Sean.
I've got, in the other side there, Houston against Tennessee.
Okay,
Tennessee's
I'm
a number two
notes
seed.
Here.
Yeah, you should.
If I do a bracket.
All right, championship game stat.
UConn versus Kansas. I got the Huskies versus the Jayhawks.
And what's your total combined score?
145.
There's points?
I had to
That's
Google
a tiebreaker.
Total, of both scores combined.
Yeah. Okay.
I Googled it to see what the most frequent number is
that's
for that.
Smart, and that's smart, Stat. What about you, Dave?
I've got UConn taking on Houston, and Houston winning it all with a score of 165 between the two. So we'll see what happens. Right. But actually, you've got to do a bracket because even if you're bracket...
I don't like losing.
I know. Well, you will like this if you lose.
You will like losing with
because
this.
With a trash bracket, you can go into a TGI Fridays and they'll give you free wings. All you got to do is present proof that you have, and I think it's 6 wings, Statman?
It's just a few, but still, it's free food.
Wait, anybody that has
your favorite.
A busted bracket gets free? Are these bone-in or boneless? Let's be real.
Yeah, you know what? Does it matter? It's free, for God's sake.
That's true.
So do a bracket. You've got, roughly 4.5 hours to get it done.
It'll help with your restaurant budget, too.
It really would. But who am I going to pick to go all the way?
UK, who cares? Just fill in some random names. It's a losing bracket.
That's all you need. You're
the
just
goal is not to win.
I'm trying to be a loser. Wow, I usually don't have to try.
Most people are in it to win. You got to add a G for Ashley and an S. She's in it for the wings is what she says to do. All right.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Already somebody taking issue with our bracket choices of who's going to go to the championship. I got Houston winning it all. Statman, who are you picking?
I got UConn winning it all.
Okay, so I got Houston. You actually still doing her bracket. And Terry from Burlington, you're mad at us. Why?
UK.
So you're a UK. Now, listen, I got UK going to the Elite Eight, but that's as high as I got them
bumped.
But then they're getting bumped.
Yeah, they didn't have a real good season, but... So I think they'll be all right.
They'd usually step their game up when it gets to the big dance.
We'll see. I got to be honest. I flirted with putting them in the final four. I did. And I got to say this. If I had UK in the championship game, my total points would have been a lot higher because almost every UK game I watched this year, they seemed to almost flirt with 100 points. It was insane.
So, they did good for a while.
But so you got in your bracket, you've got UK winning the national championship.
That's right.
All right. We'll see if being a homer pays off. Thanks, buddy.
If not, I'll see you at TGI Fridays for the free wings.
All right. Thanks.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today are coming out of Euclid, Ohio, and they involve Chester the Pit Bull. Now, almost 2 years ago, Chester and 3 other dogs were found in a vacant house. And all the dogs were in bad shape, especially Chester, in very poor condition. Had been there for quite some time.
That's terrible.
So the folks at the Euclid Animal Shelter came and got them, and it took 10 months just to get Chester nursed back to health.
Wow.
By the staff there. 10 months.
But they were able to do so.
They were able to do so. During all this, they said that Chester's spirit remained strong, just a lovely dog. But once available for adoption, nobody seemed to be interested in taking Chester home. And the days turned into weeks and months and almost years. Well, almost 2 years, I should say, because Chester was in the Euclid Animal Shelter for 600 days.
Wow.
That is a long time. But notice I said was, because earlier this week, Chester was finally officially adopted by Euclid resident Lauren Reitzman. And when it came time to leave the shelter, Chester went out in style.
Yeah.
With staff and supporters lining the sidewalk as Lauren walked Chester out on a leash, she took him right to the back seat of a big stretch limousine where Lauren took him to their forever home.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I just love this. Every dog has its day, and it took a while for Chester to get his. And now Lauren says he is going to live out his life with lots of loving, lots of snuggles, and lots of treats.
Aww.
And I think there's a dog that deserves it. It's Chester.
Yeah.
600 days in the shelter.
And now he's been rescued.
And he got to ride home in style in a limo. So to Lauren and the folks at the Euclid Animal Shelter in Ohio here, and Chester the Pit Bull, thank you for the good vibes this morning.
B105.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
I'm really finding this hard to believe, but the Newport Aquarium, it's turning 25 years old this year.
Doesn't that make us feel old?
I know. I mean, I came here right before they built it, so... From Nashville, I moved here, and then it was there shortly thereafter, and I'm like, wow, 25 years?
And now you just blink.
Yeah.
Here we are.
And they've got something pretty cool starting tomorrow to celebrate it, and I tell you, I want to get over here and see this because I'm a big fan of octopi, I should say.
You are?
The Ring of Fire, the World of the Octopus, is a brand new exhibit they have over at Newport Aquarium.
I did watch that documentary, My Teacher the Octopus, and I guess they're very smart creatures.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll go down rabbit holes all the time of watching them, like, hide and get catch their prey. And,
yeah,
they're crazy. So they could have, like, 7 different displays. Huge displays. Oh. You go in, like, a cave.
They missed the opportunity.
There. They should have...
Maybe they didn't have room. But they have like these vents in there that simulate underwater volcanoes where octopus like to hang out and do things. I mean,
I wonder if you can touch one.
That would be kind of crazy.
You know, sometimes they do that. Like the kids can come
Have the little sharks and the rays swimming around in that little mini pool.
As long as it just doesn't like latch on to you.
Yeah, would you want to be touched back?
Like one of the... You know, they've got one I've never heard of before. This is one I'd like to see. It's called the Wonderpus. It's a striped octopus that mimics like other creatures that are venomous in the ocean, so nobody messes with it, like sea snakes and things like that. They keep showing that one on the news. That's the one that's up against the glass.
Coolest one, probably.
Yeah, but I think this would be cool.
My only encounter I've had with an octopus is I've tried one once.
On a plate?
Yeah.
Of course, I've eaten one. Yeah. Remember Crave downtown? Used to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was like a little sushi area, and the guy was like, try this. I felt like I was chewing that for like a half hour.
It was rubbery. I had it when I was over at the Winter Olympics in 1998 in Japan, and we had a really big sushi dinner one night, and they had octopus.
And you tried it.
And I tried it, and exactly what you said, it was rubbery.
Rubbery.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'll stick with the California roll.
Or the squid, calamari or whatever.
There you go.
But you said that when you put salt on them, it's kind of like a slug's reaction?
Yeah, their tentacles are like curl up and stuff. That's just videos I've seen online of them. I don't know.
Are we still talking about eating them? Salting them on your plate?
Yeah, I think we'd go to Jungle Gyms and get some octopus.
I'll pass on that. Well, check it out. Ring of Fire, the World of the Octopus, opening at Newport Aquarium. And don't eat them tomorrow. Get down there and see it. I'm sure it's going to be packed.
Big Dave Podcast.
It's time for Luke
or Dare.
And this morning it falls on Dawn from Norwood. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
So it sounds like there's a lot of activity going on in your car there. What's happening?
I don't know. It's just beeping because of the seatbelt, I guess.
Oh, well, put your seatbelt on.
I'm buckling up right now.
Okay. Are you leaving or come? What are you doing?
I'm getting ready to go into Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, well, don't put your seatbelt on.
Oh, my God. Well, no, take it off.
Oh, boy.
Because it's probably going to fit a little tighter than when you went in, right? No, stop. All right.
Absolutely.
All right, so this is Luke or Dare for a Pavilion Seats to see Luke Bryan coming up in Riverbend on July 13th. Do you want to try the question first or just go right to the dare?
We're going right to the dare.
Thank you.
Me.
Because we're tired of listening to that beep.
And I'm like, I dare you to bring us donuts. No, that's not the dare.
All right, Statman, what does she need to do?
All right. Well, come on, man. In honor of the Dunk Kings, you got to go in there and yell, "Don't dunk away with my heart," just like they do in the Super Bowl commercial.
So don't dunk away with my heart.
Yes. You got to sing it loud and proud.
Okay, you ready?
Let's hear it.
All right. Don't dunk away with my heart.
Oh, my God. What are the people behind the counter doing?
They're all staring at me and walking out. They're on the microphone.
Well, tell them you just won tickets.
I just won tickets to Luke Bryan Pavilion from B105. They're all just looking at me like,
they're like, wait a minute, what? Somebody just give me my latte over there.
Well, don't forget to grab some of those Dunkin' skewers that they have with the munchkins on them.
Absolutely.
It goes great with your tickets, girl. Enjoy the show. You're in the pavilion July 13th, Riverbend.
Thank you. I won pavilion seats. They're just staring at me.
They just don't care. They literally don't care. Hey, Dawn, thank you. We'll see you at the show July 13th.
And by the way, my full name is Dawn King, K-I-N-G.
No, you are no Dawn King.
Yeah. Yo, yo, yo. You better get free food.
Thank you.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Get us a brand new member in the B105 Country Club, and today it's a Moose. Moose, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Big Dave. How are you?
Well, we should say that your real name is Gary Bradford, but everybody calls you Moose.
And why is that?
That happened a long time ago when I was about 5 years old. My dad gave me that name.
Oh, wow.
Any idea why? Yeah.
I liked Mickey Mouse a lot, and it turned into Mickey Moose, and then it just turned into Moose.
Isn't it funny how nicknames progress into something like that? Yeah.
Well, glad to have you, Moose.
Well, thanks. And Ashley, I went to Highlands also.
Oh, fellow Bluebird.
And I think she went to school with my boys, Chris, Kenny, and Mike.
That's right. I did.
And I went to school with your dad, Mitch.
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Small world. And now we're in a club together. Who knew?
I know. How about it?
All these years later, you're a driver for St. Elizabeth Healthcare there in Edgewood. What do you do? What are you driving around?
We're driving around everything. Everything that St. Elizabeth has at all their hospitals, we drive around and fill up all their supplies, everything you see in every hospital.
I see you also love being in the outdoors, fishing, hunting, camping, kayaking. Where are you dropping a boat in at?
Oh, we are dropping kayaks in everywhere, in creeks. We're down in Lexington currently, but we don't have our kayaks with us this time. It's a little chilly out, and I'll be going to the high school basketball games down here. My girlfriend, Judy, she's going to be wandering around the state down here while I'm at the games all day with her brother.
Ooh, there's a good shop down there for shoes. I'm going to try to think of the name. Now, do you fish from the kayak?
Oh, yeah. We fish all the time from the kayaks, and Judy usually catches the bigger fish, believe it or not. She's always the winner.
Aw.
Winner, winner, fish dinner. Well, with a name like Moose, I'm imagining the size of your jersey has to be pretty big.
It's a large, thank you.
That's right. Wow. Totally fooled by the name. I get that all the time.
He's more of a mini Moose.
I've lost some weight, so it's all good.
Well, let's get you a song on next here on B105. Moose, what is it going to be?
The Dance. Garth Brooks.
That's a good one right classic. There. All right. Moose, welcome to the Country Club, buddy.
Yay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.